I'm inside Rawshoe Cafe, and I'm with Olenka from Olenka and the Autumn Lovers. Hi, how's it going?
I'm well. Hi, Ming. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to ask you a few questions for my website.
Sure.
Sorry, I giggle a lot in this.
That's all right.
So how's the tour been going so far?
The tour has been crazy. It started with the van breaking down 75 kilometers from Montreal, and us kind of scratching our heads going, oh my God, and towing it and cabbing into Montreal just after the whole showcase that we were supposed to play ended. But that was okay because we talked to like the organizers and we got on a showcase, on a Wavelength showcase actually.
Yeah, I wanted to go to that.
Yeah, the Saturday one. So that, like, thank God. So we still got to play, but it was crazy. Like, we ended up making a plan of like, well, what do we do? And we rented a minivan and then I took a bus back to London and drove my car back up to Montreal for Saturday. So yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
So that's the beginning.
Yeah.
That was a great start. And then yeah, after that, like, we went to the Maritimes and it was amazing. Like, the Maritimes are always amazing. Like, people there are so generous and so like welcoming and hospitable. And we got to play with our old bass player Kevin, who's moved to Sackville, New Brunswick, and so he joined us for a ton of shows out there, and that was really sweet.
Oh wow! I would say it's different from Toronto. Well, I don't London, Toronto, and then the East Coast.
How does the East Coast compare?
Yeah.
I think music is like a big part of that community, and so I think the people that kind of go out to support shows, like, it's part of their lives, and so I think they treat it a little more seriously in the sense that they treat it as like a part of their lives. It's not something that's just like in the background or like just something fun to do. It's like, no, this is something that you have to support because, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So they're extremely passionate in their shows and like they're very like enthusiastic and like I said, like really excited. And thank you. Well, there's my set list. Someone just dropped it off for me. How nice. Yeah, and yeah, it's a treat to play for them because they are really like, you know, exuberant, and I love that.
I'd like to know, how did the band form?
Oh, wow. It's been in a variety of different shapes and sizes and forms from its beginning, like since, I guess, November of 2008, or no, like early 2008, and it kind of started with me like writing songs that I really felt like I wanted to kind of filled out with a lot more instruments, and then kind of seeking out people to play with me, and you know, there's been kind of a rotating door of like people kind of coming and going, and our most recent kind of arrangement has been together almost. Bye, Koa. Thanks for coming. Yeah, the recent arrangement has kind of been around for about a year and a half, maybe, or about a year. And then, although our newest member is Kelly on the cello, and so she's only been playing with us for a couple of months now. But yeah, it's a very strange life. It's like, you know, as people have time or are interested or are free or available, they play, and then as things change, you know, people come and go, that sort of thing. And yeah, and then the songs and arrangement change, and it's really exciting and strange and fun. So
who are your musical influences?
Ha. Where do I don't know. So many. The Beatles are obviously huge. I was raised on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, totally.
Favorite Beatles album?
Oh, man.
No.
A good album. I'd say. No.
No.
That's what everyone says because it's the longest.
Oh, so tired.
So sorry. I think Revolver. I really
That's
like
my favorite
Revolver.
Album.
Yeah, I think so. I like the album that I had was like a homemade album that my parents had kind of put on tape of like a bunch of songs like spanning their career, ending in like John Lennon solo stuff. And I remember listening to that ever since I like when I was a young kid, like, you know, before I even knew English. And like my parents would kind of alternate nights where they would sing lullabies for me, or like my mom would sing lullabies, and then when they were too tired to do that, they put on this tape. And so I learned like Beatles songs before I learned English. And yeah, I definitely huge, like they were huge for me in terms of melody and harmonies and like style. But I also grew up on a lot of classical. I grew up on like Chopin, and I've like later in life I discovered Bach, and that was something that was kind of huge for me. And I've always really admired like the Baroque kind of classical
music.
Yeah, I was
gonna say, there's that European, like there's some parts of the album. Well, I only heard the Papillon EP. I was going to say, well, your live shows too, there's that European feel to it, I guess. Well, you mentioned Berlin, I guess.
Yeah, and that's something that I, like, especially lately, it's something that I started to explore more consciously. Like, I really started going back to, like, folk songs and lullabies that I remembered from, like, my childhood, and yeah, just kind of trying to consciously tap into the melodies that I remembered, and then try to like emulate them in the songs that I was writing myself. So there's definitely that folk tradition too, and that's what kind of influences all of the more obviously like Eastern European songs, I think.
I thought which site was that? I think it's Exclaim or whatever. that the your new album.
And now we sing.
I was gonna say Now We Sing or something. Like that. I heard that it's you had to buy the chills now, or
that we had to what?
The people. I mean, for those trying to get the album, you had to go to your live shows.
I was being difficult. I basically said, okay, well, we're releasing it as we go, as we do this little tour, and you have to come to the show and pick up the album, and once we're through the tour, then we'll, you know, put it out and digitally and all that kind of stuff. But for the time being, yeah, we're just releasing it as we go so that people come and hang out and we get to like meet them and thank them and be really excited, because it's such a huge thing for us to release this album. It's like, I'm really proud of it. I'm really happy about it. It feels like an album that like really represents what's been happening musically for the band for like the last few years, like where we've like really kind of figured out arrangements and like stuck to them and like refined the sound. So yeah.
What's your favorite song you like to play live?
What songs do I like to play live? I really like Odessa because it feels like it's really nicely balanced.
And not to be confused with Caribou's Odessa.
That's right, damn it. I wrote that song 3 years ago, and I named it Odessa 3 years ago, and it took us 3 years to get it to like a really good arrangement and record it. I'm so sorry. Time. But I like that one. I like doing a lot of the quieter ones like Berlin and Motel Blues, because it's when they're in a set that is largely kind of louder songs, they really kind of draw the audience in an intimate way, and I really like having that sort of relationship with the audience. But I also really like the loud songs like No Coins or Louise of Littleville or Clean, like the dance ones. Those ones are really fun to play in a live setting because they're just so explosive and so different than, you know, some of the quieter ones. So there's enough of a variety that, like, you know, we kind of forget, oh yeah, that song, we haven't played that one in a little while, and then we get really excited about playing it. So
nice,
you know.
Cool. I didn't do my research on this label. Your label. Like, is it like, it's like a small label, I guess, or
is it's kind of a strange entity. I think what's happening with a lot of what's going on in like the kind of independent kind of music industry thing that's happening right now is that people are just kind of you know, making their way, and they don't really know how, so it's like things just start happening. And what O is, and still, although we're, I think, slowly trying to become more of a label, I mean, it was an arts collective, and it still kind of is. And what that kind of meant for us was, well, we want to help put on shows, and we want to help musicians, like, put out albums, and what that's kind of translated into is us, like, coordinating festivals and, like, helping to coordinate or setting up shows for people as they came through, and, you know, pairing touring bands with, like, local bands, and, like, finding venues and spaces, some of the spaces being, like, you know, strange little churches or non-traditional sort of spaces. And So then in terms of, like, albums, like, we really kind of got into that when we decided that we needed to put together, like, a compilation of, like, the music that was happening in London, Ontario. And it was just like, okay, well, there's a lot of excellent music here, a lot of really talented, amazing people, and we need to make it, like, physical and real and, like, out in the community so that people remember it, right? Because it's these sorts of scenes and these sorts of things are so fleeting. Like, they happen and then they're gone. And if you don't take a moment to try and make them into something, like, make them into some kind of physical entity, then they disappear and people just don't know that it existed. And so we were really adamant about trying to make sure that that something was left behind. And as we started doing that, we started figuring out, oh, okay, so this is how you manufacture CDs. Yeah. We started getting some connections with that, and, like, you know, got into, like, design, like, album design templates, all that kind of stuff. And then we started kind of going, well, now we kind of know how to, like, physically put together a CD, so let's see if we can do that for all of the bands that we've supported in terms of the compilations and stuff. So right now where we're at, it's kind of interesting. Like, we don't really have all that much money, and we haven't really been, like, a formal label in the sense of, like, funding projects in advance and, like, that kind of thing, but we're trying to work towards that. We're trying to get there. So it's like a strange, slow-going sort of process. Like, we're just figuring it out. We're trying to figure out how to get there. And we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
Well, people check out O.
Yeah. Okay. Open House.
So I was going to go back to the album. It was like, would you say some of the songs you write are, like, personal, or you just like to make a story out?
I mean, they're...
Or storytelling, that's what it is.
I think there's always an element of storytelling and of, like, maybe hyperbole or fabrication involved. Like, they're definitely, like, personal experiences that inspire certain characters, but what I've always, or what I seem to have done in a lot of my writing, is to let the characters kind of live extremes, take them into spaces, emotional and, like, narrative wise that are different, that are more extreme than the ones that I myself maybe have experienced, and then let them kind of find their own way through. Sometimes it's more, it's far more narrative than that. Like, I really kind of go into, I don't know, like, actual stories with characters that just kind of pop into my head for some reason. Sometimes it's really political, and like, political issues kind of motivate the stories. Like, Berlin, for example, was a song that kind of, yeah, like, it came out of me, like, waking up to CBC and hearing a lot of, like, stories describing the 20-year anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, and it felt, like, you know, really celebratory, and everybody was really happy, and it was a really kind of positive sort of spin, at least in the news. And then they had a few, like, interviews with people who were obviously not all that pleased about how their lives had, like, how, well, just what had happened in terms of, you know, the evolution of, or the way in which, I guess, Berlin had kind of developed and changed in the 20 years since the fall. And some of the people were, you know, nostalgic for the communist period, which is an extremely dangerous and strange sort of reaction to have. And so I really wanted to explore that, because, I mean, these are people who, in many ways, are a community that really, like much of Eastern Europe, went headlong into a capitalist economy, and then, you know, like, just kind of indulged in that sort of a social structure, and then we're still left feeling kind of confused and depressed, and with a lot of inequality and injustice. And so I felt like I wanted to explore that, because the main kind of news story was like, really, like, yay, everybody's happy. Look, we're celebrating the fall. The wall fell. Yay, all is great now. And I was just like, wow, that just that doesn't work. Like, that's not an accurate representation. So I decided to personalize it with like individual characters and like kind of let it go there. So yeah. That one just came out of the CBC. Thank you, CBC.
Yeah, we love CBC.
We love them.
Yeah. That's fun. Let's see. I forgot what to say. I just my
it's okay.
I'm trying to think what to ask now, but I'm trying to look at my list. Would you say your band is like Toronto or London?
London.
London, okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I was going to say Saskatchewan, because the first time I saw you play was Slow Down Molasses. Yeah. They're from Saskatchewan.
Yeah, they're good friends, but they're far. Yeah, we're in London. Yeah.
Cool. How long did it take to make the album?
8 months, I think.
Oh, yeah.
About 8 or 9 months in total. That was like, with like recording over, I don't know, maybe I think eventually about 9 days worth of recording, and then, you know, many days, hours, weeks of mixing and mastering and manufacture. Oh man, like it was a long process, and I'm still kind of in awe of it all being done. Like, it still doesn't actually feel real. I don't know when it will. Like, I hold the albums, and as you know, when we're selling them and all that, and it still just feels really strange. But yeah.
There's one. Oh, what's your favorite venue?
Favorite venue. Well, I think I've really enjoyed my shows at the Aeolian Hall in London, Ontario, and it's one of the spaces where I've played on the stage, and it's just felt like my voice has just kind of floated out into the audience. It's that, like, it's an old theater, and it just feels like a really perfect place for sound to sit well. I don't know, everywhere that we play on tour, it has a slightly different feel to it, and you learn to appreciate, and you learn to like really like all of the individualities of the spaces. And like, we have a blast every time we play Sackville, New Brunswick. If we play at George's, we know it's just going to be crazy. Like, there will be loud, and everyone will be rambunctious, and it'll be crazy. And then, like, little places like Baba's in Charlottetown. Of course, here. The Raw Sugar. The Raw Sugar is an interesting spot because it's so delicate. And, But I think, things... What's going on?
We're gonna go and sleep. Is that okay? Do you need anything from the van?
I think all of my stuff is in the car, okay. So I think we'll be okay. Right. So who's going with you?
Sean, I'm taking 4.
Okay.
Including myself. Okay. Sean, Sarah, and Dan.
Okay. Cool. And I'll figure out with
this is
Simon.
Good stuff again.
Yeah, I'll figure out with Simon and Kelly where they're.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, they're cool. They know. So.
Okay.
I was going to say my last question, you could chime in if you want to. What's your favorite format? CDs, LPs, tapes, or
come on, MPs? You're talking to two people who work at record stores with actual records. Me and Blair both work in record stores in London.
Two, real ones.
Real records. Oh. Real records.
So, are you like that?
Vinyl.
I was going to say, I haven't seen the movie High Fidelity. Are you like that angry kind of?
I don't know if we're angry.
I have angry moments, but no, I'm a friendly record store clerk.
Okay, I haven't seen the movie.
I don't like the mean ones. I think they give records a bad name.
Oh. Yeah. No, you have to watch the movie High Fidelity. I haven't seen it, but
you gotta see it.
Yeah, you should.
I need to see it. Anyways, that's cool. I'm so surprised. Anybody says they like vinyl, that's all I can say.
Yeah, well, vinyl is king.
Anyways, I just want to say thanks so much for the interview and amazing set.
Thanks very much, Ming. Thanks for coming, and thanks for being a supporter. It's really nice.
Cool.